This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. You are tuned in to WGOD, the place where God is always broadcasting. God's got a lot to say to you today if you tune into His frequency and go to where He is speaking. He's got a lot to say today out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23. I believe I've entitled this sermon, Woe to You. We're looking at the woes that the Lord Jesus pronounced on the religious leaders of the day, the scribes and the Pharisees. And that's where we're at, Matthew chapter 23. This will play today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. For more info on this ministry, these sermons are uploaded on my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. We're also back up on Twitter again as well. If you are a Twitter type of person, search for us at WGOD Radio and follow us. These programs are uploaded on there. As soon as they're edited and put on Facebook, they're put on Twitter. Website is WGODradio.com. And that's more on this ministry. I'm Paul Esposito, host of this program, Bible translator. It's one of my real my real passion is the Word of God. I'm a Bible translator. My Bible is available through Amazon.com, and that is the EMTV, that's English Majority Text Version, New Testament. So, okay, let's get into the Word here now. Again, this is part one of this sermon, Woe to You.
November 26, 2000 was the day. I'll never forget it. Some 19 years ago was the day that I was ordained into the ministry. And I happen to still have the Bible right here. Presented to Paul W. Esposito this day, November 26, 2000, in recognition of him being set apart under the gospel of Jesus Christ by New Ground Ministries and Stewart. On that day, I used this text as I preached one of my very first sermons ever. Was 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, where the Apostle Paul says, "Imitate me as I also imitate Christ." Even at that early age, I was 37. And I remember back in the day, I can remember when I was 18 and I used to plot, man, I wonder how old I'll be when I reaches the year 2000. I said, wow, I'm going to be really old, 37. Never forget. Even at that age, I understood the importance. Imitate me as I also imitate Christ. That is, people were going to look up to me. When your roof leaks, you call a roofer. When your AC breaks, you call an AC repairman. When your computer breaks, you call Mike. When you ask the question, what about my soul? And is there an afterlife? Where will my soul go when I die and depart and leave this world? For the answer to that question, you come to me. If you're smart, you won't go to Mr. Obama, who says the Muslim religion is a great religion. You won't go to the Pope. Imitate me as I also imitate Christ. Are you up for the challenge, Darren? So I preface this chapter with this word of warning. This is why Jesus gets so sore at religious leaders, because he holds them to a higher standard. Imitate me. Now, Jesus' brother by the same mother, half-brother, knew this, and he taught, "Let not many of you become teachers." NIV says, "Let not many of you presume to be teachers, because you will receive a stricter or a greater judgment." So let's move on here. We're in chapter 23 this week. And let's hear the one true prophet take down these hypocrite religious leaders. Matthew chapter 23. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat." Now that is, they have his authority as leaders of the people. "Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and they do not do." That is because they were hypocrites. Do what they say because they're commanding you to keep the law. Up until this point, there was no other way. Have faith in God like Abraham did, and have your sins atoned for on the Day of Atonement. Keep the law. You had no other choice. So, do what they say, but not as they do. For these Pharisees, it was a case of high talk, but a low walk. These legalists also had an extreme interpretations of God's law, just like the legalists do today. Any church out here today that'll ban women for wearing pants? I once drove 2,000 miles to help a woman that I knew that was beat up with her ribs all broken because her cowboy husband beat the tar out of her. And the pastor of the church told her, "God hates divorce. Go back home." Ban any man from wearing a ring. I know a man is in a gospel quartet, and the church made him take off his wedding ring. "Can't have any rings on in this church, brother." This is the kind of stuff that made Jesus mad. Ban a man with a tattoo. Extreme interpretations, like the Church of Christ that bans musical instruments in their services. And singing and worship is all done a cappella. You see, all these rules and restrictions put heavy burdens on people. Or the Pharisees or deacons who say, "You must not drink." But you see them walking out of ABC Liquors every Friday night with a paper sack. Or the legalists who say you must read 10 chapters a day in the New Testament in order to maintain a right relationship with God. While you yourself never read your Bible and say, "Well, I've already studied that book back when Eisenhower was president." Now, in verse 4, Jesus continues on these. He says, "They bind heavy burdens, hard to bear. They lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not lift a finger to move them. All their works they do to be seen by men." They make their phylacteries. You know what a phylactery was? It was a little parchment, and it had a scripture written on it. And they put it in the box, and they either put it on their left forearm or on their forehead, and it dangled in front of their eyes. And the real proud ones had these really big things sticking out twice the size of their head. And they'd say, oh, look at Sid. Isn't he holy? Because he had a big hunk of scripture hanging over his eyes and he couldn't see. And Jesus condemns that. He doesn't praise that. All their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and they enlarge the borders of their garments. Matthew 5 adds this. It says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they can be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they've got their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, shut the door, pray to your Father who's in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Now, back to Matthew 23:6. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces. They love to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you, do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. In other words, don't be like them is what he's saying. These guys aren't saving people. They're loading people down with bondage. Do this, this, and this to be saved. But don't do this, this, the, or these other 100 other things. Big sins require big money to be forgiven. They would say, speaking of, verse 9. Do not call anyone on earth your father. For one is your father. He who is in heaven. He says, do not call anyone on earth your father, but one, not two. What part of that do you not understand? You heard it. But the Catholic Church says, no, he didn't mean that. Not only do they poo-poo that, but then they double down on it and say, no, don't call me Father. Call me Holy Father. Holy Father. As a stick and a thumb in God's eye. Jesus says, don't do this. And they say, not only am I going to do it, you can call me Holy Father. We're going to call you the man upstairs. We're going to call me Holy Father. That's why Jesus said, how can you escape the condemnation of hell?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Side, so heaven is real and death is alive.